Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the best RV roof coatings that can drastically extend the life of your RV roof and drastically cut down on the maintenance you spend on that roof. Recently, I made a video about RV rubber roofs. And in that video, I included information about how to identify what kind of rubber roof you have, if that's what you have on your RV. And I also covered information on how to maintain the roof as well. That's because RV roof care is vital to the life of your RV. It's the first line of defense against water leaks and water intrusion that allows water to get into your RV and break it down from the inside out. But here's the sad truth. Very few RVers actually care for their roof like they should. There can be various reasons for this. Number one, you know, the roof is up there, it's out of sight, so it's probably out of mind, and maybe they just forget. Also, it could be that the owner doesn't really know what to do, and therefore they kind of do nothing. But in many cases, they just don't want to get up there and do that kind of work. And so the job gets put off several times and just keeps on getting worse. Well, here's the truth. RV inspectors, like myself, we find these roof problems regularly. In fact, it's one of the most common things that we call out on our RV inspection reports. Usually it's a problem with the sealant. And sealant that has started to age, it started to crack somewhat, and needs to be reapplied in many cases. However, it often goes so far, the neglect has happened so long, that there's no saving it. The sealant just has to be scraped off and reapplied brand new again. Well, that's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of work to maintain sealant and roofing as well on an RV. So is there a way to lower required maintenance on RV roofs? I ask that question because I myself am not crazy about going up on RV roofs and doing all of that necessary work. I mean, it's not something I look forward to, but I do it because I know that it's so important. It's so vital to the life of my RV. Well, is there a way that we can lower all of that effort and time spent on RV roof maintenance? We just bought a Grand Design fifth wheel so that we could use it as a home base in our RV travels. And that's because COVID taught us a lot of lessons. But one of the good lessons we learned is it's a good idea to have a home base even when you're full-time traveling. So we got this fifth wheel. We put it on an RV lot in Arizona. It's a 2015. It has an EPDM rubber roof. And the rubber roof is already showing some wear and age. And as a result, it's darkening. If you watched my video about rubber roofs, you know that's a characteristic of EPDM. As it ages, it very often darkens, and that means that it absorbs more heat and transfers that into the RV, and that's not a good thing, especially in Arizona. So I decided that I needed to put an RV coating over that rubber roof, and I wanted to accomplish a few things. Number one, I want to extend the life of my roof. Number two, I wanted to reflect heat better off of that roof. And number three, I wanted to find a way that I could cut down on all the necessary maintenance that I was having to do. Now, the good news is that the previous owner of this RV had already started working toward the idea of cutting down on roof maintenance. They had used Eternabond tape on several of the seams of the RV and around some of the roof equipment, you know, like skylights and vents where the sealant is. They covered it over with Eternabond tape. And that's actually a great way to start cutting down on maintenance requirements, because Eternabond tape lasts 20 years or more in many cases and can protect that sealant from UV damage that breaks it down. So that was a good thing when I found that he had already started to use Eternabond tape on the roof. But that didn't solve the problem with the roof material itself. So what coating should I use for that? I started doing a lot of research, and many of the coatings are made as acrylic-based products. Dicor makes some very good roof coatings. They make it for various kinds of roofs. They've got a product for rubber, for fiberglass, and for metal. There's a separate product for each one of them. You don't use the same product. But the good news is there's lots of great reviews about their products from people that have used it. The only issue was that you had to reapply the product again every few years or so to keep the roof in good shape. Well, I kept looking, and eventually I found a product called Henry's 887 Silicone Roof Coating, and it comes with a lifetime warranty, and I thought, that's pretty good. It also can be used in almost any RV surface you want to name. And it specifically says that it's made for high UV areas and severe weather areas. So when you're talking high ultraviolet, that's Arizona for sure. And I thought, this is really good. It's got compounds in it that specifically resist UV. Now, when I took a look at the bucket, and I highly encourage that, whatever product you get, look very closely at the instructions and the guidelines they give you. The bucket said that it could be used on TPO, on EPDM, on PVC, on metal, and here's the kicker, usually with a one coat application. That's great, because the Dicor products do use or require a multiple coat application. Now, they discussed the prep that you need to do on your roof, and the instructions were just clean with TSP and water. You could use a brush to brush, a stiff bristle brush to clean the roof and then hose it off with water, or you could use a power washer. But I recommend, if you're going to use a power washer, be very careful. Don't use high pressure at all. You can damage these roofs, so proceed carefully. Once you clean the roof, though, allow it to dry completely, and then you can just use a roller, like a paint roller, to apply the product. And sure enough, on my rig, it was a one-coat application, and I even found by reading the comments and the reviews that many RV owners have just gone right over their Eternabond, and it's worked well for them. So that's what I did. Now, let me say this. Whatever product you use, follow the instructions very carefully. Make sure that you're using it the way it's intended to be used. And be safe on RV roofs, my friends. That can be very dangerous if you aren't careful. So if you are not comfortable on RV roofs, then get someone to do it for you that is. If you do it, take all safety precautions that you possibly can. Now, here's the proof of the pudding. Let me show you the before and the after on my fifth wheel EPDM roof. And here's a picture of the before. This is actually not the true before. This is after I cleaned it. This is improved, by the way. But you can still see there's darker areas on the roof there. Now, I applied the product, and here is the finished product from the Tropicool from Henry's. And just look at that. Isn't that a beautiful roof? And so white, that is going to reflect heat very, very well. So for me, I am very happy with the Henry's product. I'm really happy that this is going to cut down on my maintenance drastically. Now, you don't have to use Henry's. Again, I recommend Dicor. There's another fine company called Hings. They have great reviews from RV owners as well. The only problem with Dicor and Hings is you do have to reapply every so often. If you do decide to look at the Henry's Tropicool 887, let me warn you, Henry's makes a lot of roof products. So don't use anything else if you want to do what I did. I used the Tropicool 887. That is what you want to look for if you're doing what I did. There's lots of great reviews too from RV owners on Amazon for the Henry's product. So it does seem to be tried and true. Now I'm going to place links for all of these products that I mentioned in the video down in the description of the video and the podcast so that you can take a look at these products for yourself. I encourage you, do your own research, determine what's best for you and your RV. I just wanted to share with you what worked well for me. But if you want to extend your RV roof's life and you want to cut down on your roof maintenance, then getting a really high quality RV roof coating is a great way to do that. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.